You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa County Board voted to approve the land sale for a new behavioral health hospital this week. The Chippewa Falls property in the Lake Wissota Business Park will be sold to Rogers Memorial Hospital, Inc. Details on the size of the hospital, its patient capacity, and how many healthcare workers it will employ have not yet been determined. The organization plans to offer outpatient services, crisis stabilization, and residential treatment at the site. Access to mental health services has been a major challenge in the area since the HSHS closures last year. The River Falls School District has announced the completion of a new outdoor educational opportunity for students. Earlier this month, the district completed the addition of a tree trek trail in the River Falls School Forest. The new trail along the 72-acre property features 15 tree species that students can learn about, including their common names, scientific names, and additional facts about the individual species. A QR code is also available on the trail that links to a map showing all the different kinds of trees spread out over the full property. A pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation aimed at preventing reckless driving incidents. The proposed bill would allocate $60 million of state funding for infrastructure projects designed to make roads safer by discouraging reckless driving. The projects would include things like building speed bumps, creating pedestrian islands, and raising sidewalks to keep vehicles from traveling too fast and improve safety for pedestrians. The funding for the projects would be distributed to local municipalities through traffic calming grants. Democratic state lawmakers announced new legislation to prohibit the concealed carry of firearms on college campuses. The lawmakers held a press conference on Wednesday to introduce the legislation, which has been introduced in previous sessions but never reached the desk of Governor Tony Evers. If passed into law, the legislation would make possessing a gun on campus a misdemeanor that could result in up to 9 months in jail and a fine of up to $10,000. The announcement also came just hours after a shooting at a Catholic school in Minneapolis. The Eau Claire City Council voted in favor of implementing paid on-street parking in the downtown area. Beginning June 1st, vehicles parked along the Barstow Street corridor from Lake Street to Madison Street will be charged $1 per hour for parking. Parking on streets surrounding that corridor will be 50 cents per hour. The paid parking is currently scheduled to be in place from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Saturday. The City Council also voted in favor of a 15-mile-per-hour speed limit for e-bikes and scooters on city trails and sidewalks. The University of Wisconsin-Stout was recently recognized as one of the best cybersecurity programs in the country. A programs.com ranking listed UW-Stout 22nd on their list of best value cybersecurity degree bachelor's programs in the United States. It was the only Wisconsin-based institution to appear on the list and was honored for offering exceptional educational quality and a strong return on investment for its students. UW-Stout has also been designated as a National Center for Academic Excellence in Cybersecurity for Cyber Defense. The Barron County Economic Development Corporation and St. Croix Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin are teaming up for a new boat landing project in Bear Lake. The town of Bear Lake had received a $10,000 grant from the Department of Natural Resources for the project, which would see the replacement of the concrete pad at the public boat landing. The tribe contributed a $5,000 donation, matching the town of Bear Lake's $5,000 contribution and the DNR's grant funding to cover the full cost of the project. A state ban on the sale of non-FDA-approved vape products is set to go into effect on Monday. The legislation states that only non-nicotine or menthol-flavored vape products that have been approved by the FDA can be sold at shops in Wisconsin. A group of vape shop owners filed a lawsuit against the legislation in June with a court date scheduled for this week. They say if the ban does go into effect, the state could lose millions of dollars in tax revenue and they could be subject to thousands of dollars in fines if they continue to sell the products. Democratic state lawmakers have officially introduced legislation to continue funding the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. The program is currently set to end next June if the state legislature does not reauthorize it with additional funding. The newly proposed legislation would increase annual funding for the program to $72 million and require approval from a state board for projects that cost more than $2.5 million. A Republican-authored bill to save the program would require full legislature approval for land purchases of over $1 million. The criminal case against Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan will proceed after a federal judge ruled against dismissing the case on Tuesday. Judge Dugan is accused of helping an undocumented immigrant who was in her courtroom on a misdemeanor battery charge avoid arrest by federal immigration authorities with an administrative warrant. Her attorneys filed a motion to dismiss the case, arguing that she was protected by judicial immunity while undertaking official acts. A scheduling hearing for the next steps in the case will be held next week. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Badgers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers season kicks off tonight in Madison as they take on Miami of Ohio. The Redhawks have a new quarterback who's played for two other schools, Daquan Finn, Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell.
We've watched and know a little bit more about him just because of, you know, trying to look at him a couple years ago. You know, I think he fits what they do in this system more like he did at Toledo than maybe he did at Baylor. I would expect that, you know, you'll see a guy that's pretty dynamic, and I don't just mean in running, but the ability to throw the ball down the field. The ability to create things with his feet, you know, and he's played a lot of football.
NFL, the Packers signed a new quarterback, Clayton Tune, drafted by the Cardinals in 2023. He'll be on the practice squad. Sean Clifford released after two seasons in Green Bay. Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Diamondbacks 3-2. The Crew without closer Trevor McGill, now on the 15-day IL with a flexor strain in his right elbow. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're thinking about heading to the theater, there is lots of new material opening on the big screen this weekend. The Roses tells the story of love and marriage and fierce competition and deceit between spouses. The film is a remake of the 1989 comedy The War of the Roses, which starred Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner. The new version stars Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch and is pulling a 65% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're in the mood for a mystery thriller crime drama, check out Caught Stealing, starring Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz. Butler plays an ex-baseball player who finds himself caught up in the criminal underworld of New York City. So far, it's looking at an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're looking for good old-fashioned sci-fi, check out Run, a story about a woman who leaves her husband at the altar and escapes to the woods with her girlfriends. It seems like a normal girls hanging in the woods type weekend until they find one of their friends mutilated and learn Earth is under alien attack. Let's go to the movies. Love it when showbiz stories are Wisconsin-inspired. According to Deadline, Netflix has announced that Monster, the Ed Gein story, will drop October 3rd. Perfect timing in the lead-up to Halloween. Playing Gein will be Sons of Anarchy's Charlie Hunnam, who played Jax Teller for the 7th-season run of the show. And how's this for a logline? Serial killer, grave robber, psycho. In the frozen fields of 1950s rural Wisconsin, a friendly, mild-mannered recluse named Eddie Gein lived quietly on a decaying farm, hiding a house of horrors so gruesome it would redefine the American nightmare. Ed Gein's story was the inspiration for lots of horror stories and films over the years, including Psycho, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Silence of the Lambs. Sure, we have a few quirky characters here in Wisconsin, but we also have old fashions, beautiful lakes, and great supper clubs. Just wanted to end that beat on a positive. The cast and crew of the new show The Paper got a couple of surprise set visitors recently. The Paper is a spinoff of the show The Office, which is a spinoff of the show The Office. According to Variety, former Office cast members John Krasinski and Steve Carell popped onto the set during the first day of shooting to wish the cast of The Paper good luck. All 10 episodes of The Paper drop on Peacock September 4th. Have you ever been watching a movie or TV show and thought, I wonder what it smells like in that scene? Well, a new product might be just what you need. A new AI-inspired 4D device releases various aromas throughout the course of your program. Scents include restaurant, that's kind of vague, ocean, fresh-cut grass, storm, new car, gunpowder, racing, fire, and for you Fox News fans, Donald Trump's breath, which is a combination of teeth whitening paste, McDonald's hamburgers, Tic Tacs, and spittle. Only 120 shopping days until Christmas. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Areas of fog early, otherwise mostly sunny skies. A great-looking late summer day with highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly clear skies, good sleeping weather, lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, great way to wrap up the work week, mostly sunny, a high near 73. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.fm or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.